Okay.
Progress.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Oh, Joe needs a new link. Is that possible or is that?
It'll be the same link. I'm texting him right now.
Okay. Good morning. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today's date is August 10th, 2023, and the time is 10:11 a.m. I apologize for the delay. We did have some technical difficulties, but we're ready to get started. Clerk, if you could take care of the roll call.
Congressman Hamilton.
Said Hamilton.
Congressman Hamilton.
Oh, here.
Thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn. I marked her down as absent. Congressman Tillman. He is currently logging in. I'll make sure I note the time when he gets on the Zoom. And Chair Shaw.
Present. Thank you, Clerk. Next on the agenda is the prayer. If you could please bow your heads with me. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day and thank you for everything that you continue to provide for our people and for our nation. Lord, please be with us as we do our best to make good decisions for the nation. Please protect our children, our elders, and all those serving in Jesus' name. Amen. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. The minutes of July 11, 2023 are attached to the meeting invite. Please take a moment to review.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, ma'am. I will make a motion to approve the minutes from July, dated July the 11th, 2023.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. The minutes of July 11, 2023 are approved. Next on the agenda are payables. The payables that we have this time are for Moss Adams, and the way that Moss Adams bill sometimes is a little bit confusing, but the good news is they bill based on the actual hours worked, and the invoices come in sort of intermittently. So we got with Moss Adams and got a list of any of the invoices that were outstanding, and all of those are attached to the meeting invite. Now, the payables in total add up to $17,915, and there are several of them that need to be approved. So if you could please take a moment to review, and if you have any questions at all, I'd ask Jordan to provide us with a total amount that we've spent so far, and that is $19,918.75, and that is out of the OFPR budget. Keeping in mind the contract that we have with Moss Adams for the year is around $250,000, so we still have quite a bit of money in there left to go. Just as you know, haven't been able to make the type of progress that we thought we would. Congressman Big Horse.
Our I noticed the first one was around $6,000, and then it dropped down to $3,500. That pretty much in line with all of them.
It is the one for 6,000. The three things that we're being billed for are the risk assessment, the credit card review, and also overall project management. So this one includes all three. Most of them just include a couple and are around the, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 range. So this one includes all three items for the month of April. Congressman Tillman, hello, and thank you for joining. I'm sorry you had such a time getting on.
Well, it kind of helps to have a really good clerk that says you're trying to log into the August 23rd meeting.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. No worries.
And in case you missed it, at this time we're looking at the Moss Adam invoices that are attached to the meeting invite.
Whenever they are ready, I've got a motion to make.
Thank you, Congressman. Big Horse is ready to make motions when Congressman Hamilton and Congressman Tillman have had the opportunity to look at them and ask any questions.
Chair.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
What is the total amount that they're of the invoices they've sent?
The total amount of these invoices, $17,915. And keep in mind, these are for charges. I think one of the invoices is for one from April. So we have April, May, and June charges.
And do you feel like we're getting, you know, bang for the buck here? Are we getting, we're not getting what we want, but are they still having difficulties with Treasury?
They are still not making progress on the risk assessment, and that is the topic of our meeting on August 23rd. Both Moss Adams will be here and Treasurer McIntosh. Moss Adams will be in person for the first time, so that is something that we will certainly address. So most of the charges are for the credit card audit, which they are making progress on, and then ongoing project management and risk assessment. So those are the three things that we're being charged for, and they're only charging us for the actual hours worked on each project.
Well, I'm ready if Congressman Hamilton's ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Thank you very much, Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll make a motion to approve the invoice from Moss Adams dated 5-16-23, 7-6-23, 7-6-23, 7-19-23, and 7-19-23, and one dated 7-21-23. For a total of $17,915.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Yes, and Congressman Bickhorst.
Just from looking at the invoices and, our initial discussion, I think even though we're having some difficulties, I think that we're probably headed in the right direction. And I'm really impressed with Moss Adams and that are keeping a kind of a cap on what they're doing and their expenditures. So I'm really pleased to see this at such a low amount.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda is travel. I put this as a placeholder. We haven't received any travel requests at this time pending from or that I'm aware. So we can move on to number 7, congressional building update. And this, I had to apologize to Attorney Gill because it was a little misleading. And this is not the update for the new congressional building that's being worked on at this time. We will put that on an upcoming agenda. This is to give you an update on our current situation in the current congressional building. As most of you are aware, we had been talking about having the second floor right above us remodeled, and not even remodeled, but made safe and able for us to use that space. Since we have moved out of the bank side of the building so that CDFI could occupy that space, at some point we will have to have additional space in order for our budget analyst and our attorney to have somewhere to office. So that was our initial thought. The RFP did go out. It was well over the amount because of the fact that the building is older and is in definite need of some repairs, even some structural things. So it came back over $1 million and not something that we're going to be able to do at this time. So we started looking for other options, and there are a couple of offices and a little workspace on the second floor mezzanine of this building. So we started checking into that, and I do believe we're going to be able to get those offices. I think Jordan said the space cost is about
$444.11 per month.
So there will be a little bit of an additional space cost for us. The offices do need some repair. The floor is messed up a bit. And I think that they said that it gets really cold and really hot, so they'll need to check into the windows, but it shouldn't be much to get those offices up and running. So as long as the committee is in agreement with that, that's the path we're going to go down, as opposed to, especially since we hopefully have a new congressional building on the horizon. At this time, we thought we'd focus on that space just so that we'll have some place for a budget analyst and our attorney to office. Any questions or discussion? Anything you'd like to talk about regarding that space?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bickhorst.
Have we had anybody from, tribal development or any, has anybody looked at it on what we might be looking at as far as renovations and repairs?
We haven't got to that point yet. There was quite a bit of discussion about those offices last week because we thought they were available. Someone had moved in and then they had to move out. So quite a bit of activity, but we haven't received any type of estimate yet as to how much it's going to cost.
Okay.
Any other discussion, committee? Anything that you'd like to add? Are you okay with with that plan moving forward?
Sure.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Yeah, I'm okay with anything. Really, at this point, it's, we're our current location is. How much money have we put in to where we are now. Now we're going to leave and go upstairs, put some more money into that. And
right.
It's just continuous. So I'm okay with anything, you know, at this point.
Okay. So. Thank you, sir. Congressman Hamilton, anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm okay too with all the movement going on.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will, and I'll keep the committee updated once we do have an estimate. And to be honest with you, it shouldn't be extensive. It's a little bit cosmetic. The floor and the windows are the main concerns. Number 8 on our agenda, congressional budget update. And this is regarding the 2024 budget. Jordan and I have worked on this. Well, Jordan has worked on it mostly, of course, but I wanted to give him the opportunity to go ahead and go over it with the committee before our fall session. So, Jordan, you have the floor.
Good morning. On Monday, proposed fiscal year 2024 legislative branch budgets were sent out for review. The proposed OFPR budget is identical to the current year's budget. $300,000 is budgeted for professional fees to pay Moss Adams. IDC is budgeted at a 25% rate, so $75,000 is budgeted for IDC. Moving on to Congress budget, I'll just cover some of the notable differences. First, the pay increase for Congress members is set to go into effect in fiscal year 2024 on July 13th, Congress members will earn $67,750 in fiscal year 2024. Second, a line has been added to the support documentation that would cover potential staff bonuses and pay increases. Congressman Potts had raised concerns about using the sergeant at arms and receptionist positions to cover those expenses. And so we've added a line that addresses those concerns. Third, the line for congressional meetings, hearings, and events has been sharply reduced from $10,000 down to $1,000. This is usually for things like food during session. Why was it reduced? Based on the rate of expenses this year, it looks like we're going to close out the year with just under $900 of that $10,000 being used. So I thought we might reduce it for the next year. Fourth, $25,000 is budgeted for inauguration next year. The 2022 inauguration cost a total of $26,053.68. The casino gave some discounts, reducing the cost to $21,773, which was then split between Office of the Principal Chief, Congress, and the Minerals Council. But this next year, Principal Chief, Assistant Principal Chief, and Minerals Council won't be involved. So Congress will have to bear the cost on its own. And although it will be a smaller event, probably it's not guaranteed the casino discounts will be available, so we budgeted $25,000 for that. Fifth, $15,000 has been budgeted to help with staff education. Sixth, the space cost has been increased to reflect what Congress is actually being charged, plus the cost of the northern mezzanine that Congresswoman Shaw just discussed. And lastly, we did budget to purchase a case for the Constitution this year. We had it budgeted for 23, but we used that money to buy desks, so we budgeted for it again next year. But pretty much everything else is for the most part the same.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Committee, do you have questions, concerns, anything you would like to see added or taken away from that budget for 2024?
Sure.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
I'm fine with it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, Congressman Vickhorst.
Real quick on the food, how much you say you were cutting back on it?
cutting it down $9,000.
$9,000. I don't know how the rest of the committee feels, but I kind of like to leave it where it's at. Just in case we get into a situation where we have to, you know, get more meals in, you know, because of an extended circumstance.
Sure.
But that's just my opinion.
Thank you, Congressman. You know, I think that would be perfectly fine. And it's probably a good discussion to have, because I know that we have Congress people that are, you know, on the end of, we should provide more when we're in session and don't have the opportunity to take breaks. And some are on the end of not doing so. So it's, you know, I think it's a good conversation for us to have and decide how we want to approach that. I'm probably a little bit more conservative than previous folks when it comes to purchasing food, not because I don't want to feed us, but, you know, I want to make sure it's something that is necessary. But there are times that we should have.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I guess my question would be the $9,000 that we didn't spend, doesn't it revert back to the Treasury and then come available again for us?
Yeah, it goes into retained revenue. Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, it's just putting in one, taking it out of one pocket and putting it in the other.
Sure.
But I'm good with either way.
Committee, what are your feelings on that? How would you like to proceed?
Chair.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Yeah, just a comment that, you know, when I first got on to Congress 7.5 years ago, and we always had we catered meals from Bartlesville, different locations. We'd have a decent meal probably 2 or 3 times a week. And I thought it was, you know, a chance for the Congress not have to everybody just bail out and go find a restaurant. Limited restaurants, what you have here in Pawhuska. I have the luxury of going home, but it was also a chance for, you know, Congress to sit around and talk and kind of communicate with each other and, you know, clear our minds and clear our thoughts. That was always kind of fun to me. Now it's to a point that it's easy for me. I can run home. But those of you that live in Fairfax, or those of you that live in Hominy, and, you know, eating out is, you know, it's at least 10, 12 bucks a pop, and, you know, taking the time to go jump in your car or walk around. But I'm fine either way. But I do have the luxury that I'm here. I'm 10 minutes away. I can always come home. So I'm good with anything you want to do. So I'll say that.
Thank you. Those are good thoughts. I can absolutely see where being able for Congress to sit down and kind of take a breath during our sometimes very short breaks is a good thing. So, Congressman Hamilton?
I'm good with moving forward with the budget as is. There seems to be a more Congress of our colleagues that are chipping in and bringing in food, which I like. I agree with Congressman Tillman. I did like the camaraderie where we all get to sit around and eat in the back and discuss stuff, but I understand that gets expensive if we're ordering out the whole time. So I'm good moving forward.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bickhorst.
I'll make a motion that we approve the budget as presented.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Thank you, committee. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. And before we adjourn, I want to remind everyone that our next meeting is scheduled for August 23rd. And again, that is the date that Acting Treasurer McIntosh and Moss Adams will both be here in person. So make sure that that's on your calendar.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee, for your work today. I appreciate it. And again, apologize for the technical difficulties we had early on. Everyone have a good day.
Thank you.
Well, I went after the